With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The Eagle River Pickleball Association is working to build a 10-court outdoor facility to help grow the sport in the community, but first it needs to find the land. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
In the summertime, during peak playing hours, pickleball players are sometimes waiting 20 minutes for court time at Riverview Park in Eagle River.
Pickleball is currently the fastest growing sport in the country, and the Northwoods is a reflection of that trend as well.
That's Denny Erardi, the vice president of the Eagle River Pickleball Association, and part of the effort to find a new location for pickleball courts. Built around 2009, Erardi says in addition to wait times, the current courts don't have much space behind the baselines or between courts. The association is looking for about 1.5 to 2 acres of land within 5 miles of downtown Eagle River to build 10 state-of-the-art outdoor pickleball courts.
The courts will be open to the public. That's a driving force behind the entire association, is we are open to the public. We'd like to cater to kids as well. We'd like to eventually maybe partner with the local schools and whatnot. But our group, our association, has an exclusive use, if you will, during certain times of the day. Typically, that's like 8 to 11 would be for use by our members on an exclusive basis.
Erardi is asking anyone that might have land to donate or sell to please contact the association. We have contact information at WXPR.org. Just look for this article. Erardi says the new courts are important not only for growing the sport, but the community.
I would venture to say that for most people who come play pickleball, certainly the exercise and the competition is important, but the camaraderie and the socializing and the going out to eat before and after, that's super important as well.
You can find renderings of the planned courts at WXPR.org. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
A new hospital is set to open this weekend in Wisconsin Rapids, marking a significant milestone for local patients. The facility at the Marshfield Medical Center, Wisconsin Rapids campus, aims to expand healthcare access in the area. The new hospital helps address concerns about access to healthcare in rural communities. Brian Horniman is president and CEO of Marshfield Clinic.
The access to care in rural communities remains a focus of many different conversations. It's a challenge.
Dr. Jill Dillon, who has worked at the Wisconsin Rapids campus for 23 years, emphasized the hospital's impact on patients from surrounding smaller towns.
I think peace of mind has been the biggest thing, that patients can say, wow, I don't have to make that drive. I have that ability, or I have an option. You know, there's another option here in our community. And it's really been a wonderful feeling to be able to discuss that with our patients.
The nearest Marshfield Clinic hospitals are located in Stevens Point in Marshfield. This new facility provides essential care within the Wisconsin Rapids community. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. The U.S. Supreme Court is weighing a key procedural fight in Michigan's long-running legal battle with Enbridge over the Line 5 pipeline under the Straits of Mackinac. We get more from Crystal Blair.
The dispute is part of a broader fight over Enbridge's plan to build a 4-mile tunnel for its aging Line 5 pipeline. It's an $800 million project the company says would be safer for the Great Lakes. But opponents warn a potential spill would be devastating. During arguments on Tuesday, Justice Sonia Sotomayor pressed Enbridge on why they feel the case needs to be in federal court.
You call it a right to have a federal court try the case. You have a right to have recovery for a loss or a potential loss. The forum where that right is adjudicated is not lost. You have a forum. You have the state court.
Enbridge contends the dispute affects energy supplies for millions of people and should be heard in federal court, while the state says the law confirms the case should stay where it was filed. The high court ruling won't decide the tunnel's fate, but it could shape where and how fast Michigan's case moves. Enbridge also faced sharp questions about why the case wasn't moved sooner and what exactly changed along the way. Paul Birch, the attorney for Enbridge, told the court the picture shifted after Canada invoked a treaty from 1977 aimed at keeping oil and gas moving across the U.S.-Canada border.
I don't think it was clear to anyone that there was necessarily federal jurisdiction at the outset of the state court case that the Attorney General filed. But by the time that the governor terminated the easement and then Canada invoked the treaty, that really changed the lay of the land.
Michigan argues Enbridge missed the 30-day deadline and warns that a late move to federal court would weaken the state's power to enforce their own laws. Enbridge counters, this is an unusual case with national and international implications. The justices are expected to rule on the case later this year. For Michigan News Connection, I'm Crystal Blair.
New research confirms using salt brine can effectively clear roads while using less salt. Salt brine is a mixture of salt and water used in place of traditional rock salt placed on roads. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation shared results of university-led research. Field testing evaluated operational and safety performance on parallel routes in two Wisconsin counties. Salt brine was applied in one direction and traditional granular rock salt was applied in the opposite direction. Results showed nearly equal road performance between the salt brine and rock salt highway sections. Further, the salt brine used 40 to 72% less salt. According to WISDOT data, about $1,000 of road salt covers nearly 70 lane miles when applied as traditional rock salt, but covers more than 175 lane miles when mixed as salt brine. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.